AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream. Big Bank is here, Baby Jade is here, and today represent Memphis, represent the new 1017 is Big Scar Big with us on Big Facts.
Go.
What up? Welcome, my brother.
What's up with y'all? I'm happy to be here. I've been seeing it. I've been fucking with Bank. Can I cook? For a minute,
yeah,
like
yeah.
Real, like since I was a young nigga.
Aww. Appreciate you putting
so, like it's real like, honor to even be in y'all praises. All y'all praises.
That's what's up.
I've been seeing this shit on the TV.
Yeah, but I'm right here in that shit. Let's do it.
First, we need to talk about your work ethic, bro. Like yeah. You're everywhere doing everything, yeah. Man. Just talk about some of the shit you got going on. How the journey been for you?
I ain't gonna lie, the road busy. Up and down the road. So, like, by me being on the road, no, nothing else made me more happier than being with my people, my family, because I'd be gone too long.
So, speaking of family, you're Pooh Shiesty's actual, like, real live blood cousin. Okay.
It's my cousin.
That's a little known fact that maybe a lot of people didn't know. I know cousin. I just found that out today. I didn't know.
Yeah. Teak and Gladys.
Yeah. That's hard.
What you think the best part about being on the road and being like,
cause it keep me away from where I come from. Like, it give me a chance to, like, I really can pick from if I want to be in this bullshit or I can go do something productive with myself and don't need. You know, that's why I like it. It should give me like, cause I remember when I ain't had nothing else to do but be on bullshit.
Yeah, for sure.
So now I got a chance to.
That's real shit.
You hear me? Make something out of myself or generational wealth for my people, change everything. So that's why.
Because it's like when you're out of that environment, you're not even really thinking like about the distraction.
I used to tell everybody, bro, leave Memphis, bro. Because at first, my first flight was on Southwest to Atlanta. And once I got out here, I'm like, man, bro, I feel like I did everything in Memphis that I needed to do. Because I was just there. That's the only thing I seen. So this, I feel like I did everything. So I feel like I was real. Our goal in Memphis is to see 18. I made after I seen 18. This is when I started taking life serious.
Mm. Like, say that again.
That's crazy.
Because it's real trenches out there. Like all my friends, ain't nobody make it to see 18. Like none of it.
Wow.
Damn.
So when I made it to see 18, like damn, I got a purpose. Like it got to be a reason. I'm here.
Every city got their shit, but why you think like Memphis is kind of amplified a little more than some of the other cities and hoods and shit?
I ain't gonna lie, because like we got the music spot now a little bit, and it's just, you know, it's just a lot going on. It's just too much. I ain't gonna lie, this street shit, this shit crazy. But we got, like, on the good side though, we got a lot of our airport just came up with the big side. I actually like y'all now. I actually was small, like,
yeah.
if you go into Atlanta, you know your gate is A17. Everybody know their gate. Now it's big as
I was
fuck.
Only like one gate.
One gate to get to the left. Swear to God. Yeah.
I was a sports shit. The Grizzlies.
We improved, and I walked through them up on where I said, damn, look at us. You going to get some Air Max and everything now. You can't get shit but some chips if hurt.
Inside
our airport, you couldn't get shit. It wasn't nothing but Starbucks. Wow.
The Grizzlies and Ja Morant popping right now, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't even really watch basketball. I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't watch sports and shit.
Yeah. So like, you would advise, like, if you had some homies coming up from Memphis and they got their shot to sign with somebody or sign with a label like you did, the first thing you would probably tell them is get out of Memphis.
If that's what your first gig go is, so go on, get up out of there, yeah. Mm-hmm. You can do a distribution deal, any type of, you hear me? Mm. Go on, take that wave and try something.
Mm. How hard is it to keep the street shit out of the music, though?
That would be the difference. It really ain't hard if you make it hard, because niggas put themselves in certain situations.
What you mean?
Okay, so, like, I got a face on Double R. Like, my face on Double R. If you speak on Double R, you're going to see my face. So, like, on some street shit.
What's Double R for people that don't know?
Richard Ruthless.
Okay.
Richard Ruthless, that's what we pushing. Like, this. It was on some street shit, but now we on some music shit. Everybody around Mikado 2 times, Baby K, Bankroll, Tink, Quiz, Ruthless. There's a lot of us. Mm-hmm. They upcoming artists. So, like, shit like that. But we separated it from, like, doing music. Mm-hmm. Just getting on the music shit. Besides all the bullshit.
You don't think the music shit is the street shit now?
It is. Yeah. It's exactly what it is. It is. For some people, for niggas that ain't lying and shit, you know? Some niggas that be getting there talking about some shit they ain't never seen before. So, you know, some shit they ain't, you know. It's a different way you move around.
What you think the key is to stay out of rap beef and shit?
Stay in your own line like I do. Like, you don't never see me. You ain't never see me on there yelling the phone talking about this nigga woo woo woo. I'm moving a woo woo woo. You ain't never see me in a crowd of niggas in the. It's not. I'm just my own. I fuck with who I fuck with. Like, cause I'm a real genuine ass nigga and I wear my heart on my sleeve.
Yeah.
But like, if we link up on some business shit to do a song, it's business. So whatever your street beef is, I ain't got nothing to do because that ain't what we linked up on. We linked up on some business shit.
Right.
So we gonna keep it like that.
Well, I was just telling y'all 1, 2, 3 real.
Yeah, exactly.
Nigga ain't got nothing to do with it. Ain't got nothing to do with it.
Like real talk.
But why is it that the other side? You know how it is in music. Like niggas look at it another way.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying about 1, 2, 3.
That's what I'm saying. Niggas look at it like.
It's up on everybody.
My ops regardless. Be on ops, all that type of shit.
Niggas don't.
That's how they look at it. I ain't saying
that's
right.
The way you look at it is the way it's supposed to be, but niggas don't look at it like that.
But I'm letting niggas know that I do, like, this is why you don't really see me on features and shit. Like don't put me into all that, cause, like, back home, like, bro, I got real war wounds, bro. I done been through it all. I got 762 bullets in my lungs. I've been through it all, so I know how to move around. Like, my daddy taught me structure. I'm not doing anything if it ain't like 30 deep in the mud, it ain't structure. We too loud. Everybody see, we too noticeable. No, it's not me.
Yeah.
We gotta get here. Main goal is to make it back home.
Yeah.
Every day, make it back home. And we're gonna get out to get what we gonna get, but we got to get home.
You think you moved different and you wiser because of your relationship with your pops? I done seen plenty of clips saying that you said that was your best friend.
For sure, for shit show, this why I'm wise. Him and my grandma and my mama, they taught me a lot. Like, I sit back, I have a conversation with my pops. He'll tell me some shit, this shit go out. This shit go straight out the oven. But soon I hit that door, that same shit he said was gonna happen, this shit replaying happen. So I be like, damn. So I start listening to him. We'll sit down. We bond it close. Cause I'm like, why would I not listen to a nigga that did the shit I'm trying to do?
And they care about you.
And they care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, dearly, like, from heart to heart, he care. Yeah. So I'm finna listen. I got to listen to that. Like, I done survived so many waves, so many different groups of friends. Like, all my niggas, like, them folk. Shit crazy.
And shit crazy coming up. Like we were saying on the other episode, you got niggas that'll try to make it seem like try to downplay you because you had a daddy, and they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I ain't no daddy.
Daddy boy ass nigga.
the one that ain't like that.
Yeah, but OJ, you get what I'm
my
saying?
My dad had kept me straight, yeah, for shit show, yeah.
But you get, well, you get what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I
know my kid got to go through that shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm.
So basically, like, do you feel like having that male guidance and knowing that, okay, I got this nigga right here that's telling me what to do and he loves me, kept you alive until you were 18?
I got close friends that's mamas. Like, they mom was more street than they daddy.
Yeah.
And they like the same way I am. Because they mama done been through it and know that type.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah. Okay.
So it's different. I ain't just a dad. It just be like that because it's a father to son thing.
Yeah.
But it's different when it's a mother to the son thing. And you get that. You know, some niggas call it mama, they mama and they daddy.
Yeah.
And my mama and my dad, I don't know my dad. Mm. It's different.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Mm. Guidance is...
Guidance,
like a male figure helps, but like helps. Guidance is guidance, period. Like, as long as it's, like you said, structured.
It be rougher because it be your mom, but when your mom, you know, thorough gutter, you hear me? Keep third bread, you hear me?
Yeah.
How can you go against it?
Hey, what made you feel like you can really do this rap shit? Like, what moment? Like, shit, I got these folk.
My first song, Make a Play, when it did what it did. Like, I swear to God, bro.
That's the first song you ever made, just period.
Now, that's not like the first song I ever made. Like, okay. My own first song. That's right. My own first song.
Got you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, I spent $20 on this session, bro. I went and I ain't gonna lie, took me a minute. Probably like 3-4 hours to make this song. We was in that bitch all day. But when I came out the booth, because I don't record out loud for everybody here. So, we came, my nigga was in the booth. And I ain't gonna lie, bro, this shit hard as fuck. You bullshit. You need to drop it. But me, I ain't. I'm just talking my shit about what I know, you hear me? So, but I dropped it. I shot the video. $200 for the video. So this $220. Mm-hmm. That one, that shit went up when Tommy Craze posted my shit.
And Gucci signed you off that.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna tell y'all another crazy thing. Okay. Like, after Pooh, he been signed.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Cug going through his shit when he went up and shit and shit. We nigga talking about that gang. I ain't. All that video, I was there and shit. So, boom. This really, him and Gucci, I think they was in Miami or some shit like that. And I ended up getting shot. And Cug got the phone call. And Gucci sent him, like, fucked up, man. And she like, damn, who that is? He like, Scar? Oh, Scar, your cuz? He been knowing about me and shit, but... Then you're like, yeah, he fucked up about the shit. Mm.
But, I want to make another point, though. So you said you spent, so $220 led in the grind, led to you getting a deal. So I think if it's meant for you, it's meant for you. That's what I've been saying. It's chose meant for you.
Yeah, regardless of $2 million how many chains you got, regardless of, like, you. Either way.
Like, he was on me, but, like, what pressed the button, I ain't gonna lie, I was shiest. It was shot.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it was my, you hear me right here. My cousin, I ain't gonna laugh. Yeah, but he was already on my shit bad though. He was already like my first time on the phone while he knew my shit word for word down there. I don't do them to watch this shit on YouTube. You know everything. Like you fuck me up, dude. You been knowing about me. Damn. Me and my mom used to ride around. I'm 12, 13 years old. My mom used to get drunk. I got dragged home. I favorite son, CM45.
Yeah,
my mama bring it. My daddy told her mama. And my mama like this. No God on the way home. Real talk. So this shit like a real dream. Like this shit crazy. Like some shit I've been seeing since a child. So it's crazy.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
real steaks, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
You think you're more grateful when you were 16, you had a bad accident. You actually flew out the windshield. Mm-hmm. You survived that. Of course, you told us about being shot. Do you think that you're more grateful now for this opportunity because of all that you went through?
Yeah, for sure. I don't think nobody seen, but like when they were saying I was number 3 or 2 or whatever shit on the charts, I don't be paying attention to this shit because I'm thankful to be here because I know what I
to even be on the chart.
Not fuck the chart, to even be here and do this, to be able to do this.
Yeah.
It's a blessing. Right. It's a blessing to be able to get on a plane and get away from there and just to go do something else. Mm. It should be me, like, since telling me this shit is different. Because it's certain niggas I know can't even be like, damn, bro, you can go. I be looking at it like that. I'm really deal blessed just to be able to move around and do shit out. Wasn't able to do it first.
So do you have survivor remorse? Like, sometimes, like, damn, my boy's supposed to be here.
Yeah, all the time. Hell yeah. Like, when I got signed, my nigga Bumbo and the Fees, I'm signed already. Boom. We in the city, though. We was on the way to somewhere. They behind me. They in the cat. I'm in the passenger. We on the way somewhere. Out of nowhere, the car disappeared from behind us. We pull up to where we going, though. My nigga Dunn called me like, where you at? LeMann, I'm just Rick. I'm like, no, you ain't. They behind them. They finna pull up. He like, yeah, nah, bro. Them folks my own, bro. They right. They just Rick right here in front of Hickory Hill. I'm like, damn. So I pulled back to the spot in front of Hickory Hill and see where they were. I couldn't tell what kind of car it was. I could tell what kind of car it was by the motor. It was a Hellcat motor. I said, bro. That shit crazy. You know, like, and my saying was, like, damn, I'm, every time a nigga get signed, something crazy happens to someone. And I kept saying this shit, like, damn, my own niggas got signed, shit happened to me. Ain't nothing happened to me, but we straight. And this shit happened just like that in the blink of an eye. My nigga done died. Oh, God. My brother, Baby K Steer, my brother, Bun Bun, Feed, they died. And this shit. Send me in the hole. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I done lost plenty of niggas, but it's like, we at this point, like we good. It's us now. Mm-hmm.
Like, we ain't supposed to be losing.
It's
like,
it's us. It's this. You
never lost your accident type shit. Yeah.
Man, that shit be crazy.
Damn.
So you put all that, obviously you do, but like, you put all that into your music.
Yeah, I put everything I do for them, everything I do for my grandma. You always hear me speak about my grandma. I never get back Edie Mae. You ask my mom, I call my mom right now, she gonna tell you. That lady said that boy was gonna be the one. She said, I swear to God, Edie Mae said.
Yeah, like, that's a big thing on Big Facts. Like, everybody has like a really major influence, like from their grandmothers and shit like that.
It be times I don't be wanting to do the, you know, I don't be wanting to rap, cause rapping never been my thing. I tried this shit and it worked, so I just, you know what I mean? Sometimes it be times I don't want to do this shit, but I be like, shit, it gotta be something. Every time I go in there, it's one of them joints. Every time. I don't think I made the best song. If you ask me, this is my personal.
You shouldn't feel like that.
I feel like you ain't fucking with me.
What's your influence come from? Like,
what you mean? Like from who? From something like
rap? Just whatever. Like it could be what you motivated by. Money, bitches, what cause? Who influenced you?
Shit, I don't know about any influence. More shit.
I ain't gonna coming lie. Up, what type of movie, what kind of goddamn music you listen to, whatever.
I ain't gonna lie. But I ain't nothing. You talking about what motivated me to rap or just what motivated me now?
Like, I guess what I'm saying is, like, you know how goddamn a nigga might, before he go to the gym, he put on certain music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, before you go to the booth,
yeah.
What you just go through, you just be influenced from your life or?
I ain't gonna lie. Rod Wave. Like if I ever, I talked to him before, you know, on Instagram. Like if I ever ran to dude on a personal tip, I really did let him know, bro, your music get me through a whole lot.
Yeah.
I got hopping this straight up, put on right away, hit the highway crying, listen to this shit. Dude got the real. If you know, if you listen to him, you know him. Yeah. God, I'm telling you, his shit get me through a lot.
Nah, that's hard.
Like, I go in the studio before I even start my session. I'm finna listen to the right way just to get my this shit out. Then we finna get on that turn shit.
Yeah.
I want my heart on my sleeve. Yeah. I'm gonna keep it 100.
Yeah.
I be feeling some type of way sometimes. Shit, put on that right way. And he's screaming, daddy, love dog, but it can't be. No, I'm feeling low.
Yeah. That's that one.
Bro, this the shit.
So, like, in your spare time, like, when you're not rapping or not traveling, like, for business or whatever, what kind of shit do you like to do that maybe people don't really think that you would like to do? Like, what's regular people shit? Give me some examples.
Go bowling, go regular ass shit.
Do you hang glide or, like, do you like to cook with mushrooms? Like, what the fuck?
What's the name of the song? Me and Gucci with the Ball in L.A. Bro, we shot this shit in the middle of the desert in the big dry ass lake. We had them big ass, them bitches, them ATVs, the big 4x4 motherfucker shit. Man, I'm out there, you know, they got sand and shit. I'm getting wide in this bitch. The bitch goddamn caught the goddamn concrete.
Flipped
about 6 times. I had fun, though. I flipped about 6. I had my seatbelt on. I was straight. It was my first time rigging. I knew I was straight.
So, like, what's some shit that you haven't done that you want to do? Like, you
I ain't gonna lie, on my bucket list, I want to go skydive. Because I got a driller and a, I don't know, like, not saying this in a good way, like, on some bullshit, but, like, a near-death experience, like, just do something.
Yeah, living on the edge.
Like, yeah, on God, I like this shit.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, when I drive, I gotta go 180 everywhere. I'm,
oh, no, man. Stop going with Joe Dirt.
Telling you, bro. Dirt Devil, I ain't gonna lie, I'm Dirt Devil. Damn. I just don't do the bikes and shit. I don't even none of this shit.
You gotta be in some shit that's in clothes.
Photos. It gotta be in the clothes. Hell, I'm not finna get on that bitch and send me up in the air. I'm not doing it.
Right.
It's done.
Yeah.
Can you recall a time when you got too high? Like, you smoked too much weed or a particular place where you like, man, I didn't.
Hell yeah. This damn near. Yeah, yeah. Shit, let me see.
Damn near now.
Oh, God. Damn video shit. Yeah. Man, man. Tell them for how long we there, nigga. I wait till tomorrow. Get the rest of the scene. I'm too. I need to go sleep. Like my last video, I shot 4 o'clock in the morning. After 2 more videos, I had shot early. This is right before I left home. I had shot a video 4 o'clock in the morning by myself. Everybody in the spot sleep. I'm my nigga. I'm trying to get them up. Everybody sleep. I'm like, hey, nah, I got to do this shit. I shot this shit 4 o'clock in the morning by myself. I'm still not done with the video. I got to finish it now. I'm too high. I'm tired.
As you travel, who got the best weed and who got the worst weed?
I ain't going to lie. I don't be standing on new weed. These niggas be... I'm not saying your bag though. But niggas sell their weed out the presentation. Nigga pull up, man, you see this? Man, you got to give me 120. You see what kind of bag this? Man, bro, what a... OG, I'm a mix with the exotic.
Yeah.
If you a real smoker,
You're a real smoker.
You gonna... Yeah. The exotic shit, this shit ain't number flavor. Some of it. Most of it. Mm-hmm. If these niggas be selling it, if you don't know, you hear me. I just get my exotic, I mix it with the OG because I know I'm finna be high.
Facts.
You bring that shit to me in a plastic bag. Ain't gotta
come on, man. I don't know fuck about that, bro. Bring me my get my shit in my hand. You keep your presentation. This shit, that's the $50 right there. That bag.
Yeah.
I just want 3 bags. $30, $40. You talking about 50, 60? Boy, gone. Hell no.
What's the most important thing you learned from fucking with Gucci and like that you learned from Gucci so far? Like, what's something he
can't nobody stop what you doing? Like, one thing what I always told me, Scott, I'll never let this shit get to you, bro. Can't nobody stop what you do. You going crazy. You doing your thing. I always put it in my head.
I like that nigga too.
I always put him.
Yeah, you hard, bro.
Good guy. You going
good
hard.
Good guy. That's that nigga.
Good guy. That's that nigga from Gucci. For sure.
That's that nigga all day, man.
You the only person to stop you.
Real talk. Can't nobody stop you but you.
Facts.
You started this, so who going to be able to stop you? What you start?
Fact.
Real talk.
You been tapping in, keeping up with like Fuciano and Pusheisty.
I ain't like, nah, I'm on no phones and shit. Like, I talked to Fool a couple times, but I ain't talked to him recently. Probably like a couple months. Mm. But I talked to him. Yeah, that my brother.
Okay.
I always tap in with his people. You hear me? I got an ear for him for everything. Mm.
So, do you make any noise in the kitchen?
I ain't gonna lie, my rave about my grandmama. Man, I make noise in the kitchen.
So what you be cooking?
Flour, and you know, nigga, they like season. Ooh, my bad.
Nah, you good.
You know, nigga like season. They shit just straight up. Man, you gotta season this shit. Let it sit overnight. Let this shit marinate. You know, your flour got already be battled with the seasoning in it.
Yeah,
drop it in that bitch. Mm-hmm. Let the grease get in here, little boil, come to a boil, drop it in. Don't let it be too hot, you know, the grease going. Just let it be. Dropping it in where it's just popping it, just, you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, he got a down pat.
Me, I ain't gonna lie, I really don't need a stove since they came out with the air fryer, motherfucker. I don't give a fuck.
That's it. That's it.
Who cooking? Yeah. I'm doing all these moves. I'm not finna cook, man. I'm finna slide a Tyson chicken patty in this motherfucker. Air fryer. Oh, and that bitch smacking.
Yeah, 10 minutes later, you in there.
I can make chicken, I swear. Swat in this smack. Real talk.
So you spend a lot of time in Atlanta now?
Yeah.
What's the best part about Atlanta to you?
The food, the vibes. I like how Atlanta is different from back home, cause like it's different how niggas can just come together on a bigger accord. Mm. Here, niggas just come together on a bigger accord, like at a bigger event or some shit. Like this is really not a thing back home. Mm. You don't see us this side come together this side here for a bigger reason type shit like.
Mm-hmm. It's either your event or your event. Yeah, we ain't same all shit at the same event.
Yeah,
I feel you.
I like that about Atlanta.
Is that some shit you want to go back home and try to implement? Like,
ain't no trying.
No trying. Okay, I decided. I knew the answer to the question. Shit, I just had to throw it out there.
I'll be my brother down. I love that dude. Then my brother, I swear, like since a young nigga, like I watched this man from a child all the way up. Swear to God, like, I ain't gonna lie to that. When I seen that, I woke up, I was in a hotel room. My phone going crazy. My man, JB, I answer a call first, I'm thinking it's about some business shit. So, but her first thing to me, like, please don't get on the internet. So I knew it was some crazy shit. Like, get on there, see this shit. Boy, I ain't gonna lie, this shit. It's a different type of hurt. Cause, like, I ain't gonna lie, dude don't put clothes on my back, food in my stomach type shit.
You seen pictures with a, like, you had a PRE?
I'm from Magnolia.
Yeah.
They from Castaic. Only thing that split out hood is the train track. Mm. That's why we call it Crowded Track, being Crowded Track, baby. So like, it's different. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. That shit fucked sit up.
It was like on our side from the south, they was out here. Like, not I just got into this shit, dude. This a legend that's been doing this shit. That no, you hear me? Came out with a blueprint on. He come back and help. And a lot of this shit hurting me. Like, this the help, like, from my side. Like, so it's...
Do you think it make rappers, we saw Dolph, we saw Nipsey, you think it make people or rappers not want to go back and help?
I mean...
Or think twice about it?
For sure, think twice about it. It's a certain way you do things, you know. But shit... Me, I ain't gonna lie. It's just a certain way you do things. But they will have bro do things. He always go back and do the turkey drive every time. He always doing it. It's him. He always, for years, that's always been his thing. So it ain't, I ain't saying tape, let him be an example for you not to go back and help. That was his thing. Mm-hmm. He been doing it for years. Mm-hmm. So now, that's what you want to do, do that. Because it's different other places. Mm-hmm. You
know? So, do you have kids?
Nah, I don't have kids. I'm 21.
Shit, this nigga 14,
they got kids. Nah, I was saying it in a good way.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying it in a good way. I'm 21 yeah. with no kids.
Yeah, congratulations. No. So, you got like a missus or like a girlfriend or like a special person?
I've been my gal. I've been.
Yo, gal, I love that. That is Memphis. So crazy.
I've been
yes.
I've been my gal for 6 years. We've been gals since high school.
That's dope.
That's hard.
Yeah, for real.
We used to walk home from school together, plugging the books and shit.
You think that shit, you think that's something all niggas should have?
I mean, it'd be different for everybody because, you know, certain niggas is different ways, you know. But it's like once you got this certain person that you got this type of chemistry with, and it's type of love in your heart for, like, no matter
facts.
What.
Facts.
No matter who come in the picture or what happened, like, if it, even if you break up, if it's real, it's going to come back together.
Facts.
If it's chemistry, real love. So, like, it'd be different.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. So, tell us a little bit about the project. The return. That's the deluxe. How many extra records did you put from the original on the project? You added how many?
Tell me how many songs on the deluxe.
On the deluxe. That's 13. Not 13. 13. Okay.
Or how many like extra records did you add?
Because it's a deluxe, right?
Yeah, it's a deluxe.
Yeah. So you added 13 more?
13 more.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You had a whole nother album.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going crazy.
Yeah. You one of the people that feel like you got so much music or too much that you just need to get it out? Like, cause you.
No, not like that. Not really. Cause I really. Like, I know when I drop it, it's gonna be one of them. It's gonna be one of the ones. Mm-hmm. Either way, they were.
No, that's all you hear.
I know if I drop, it's gonna be one of the ones cause they be fainting for my shit. Mm-hmm. Like, cause I be sitting on it. So, like, not just me sitting on it. But they be hungry for it because I ain't putting nothing out in the minute. Mm-hmm. So, like, every time I put in it, it can be anything. They going to be at it because, like, damn, what are you talking about? We ain't seen them in a minute. We've been waiting on them.
What's your target audience like? When you make your music, who you make your music for?
Everybody. Ain't no target to nobody. No artist. I mean, I mean to say artist. Audience. And, you know, I just like interacting with any, like, people.
You just make whatever sounds good and feels good to you.
Like, after this show, like, I'm going to Wild Pals right here by the club. Everybody pull up. I'm saying, what's up, y'all? Scrape, y'all good?
Yeah.
I'm a regular person. Yeah. I love letting people know, like, because I know with my music, they might have motherfuckers thinking about me. And, you know, like, nah, bro. I got real heart. I'm a real person. Yeah. Real jean. Yeah. Warm on my sleeve. But nah, that don't mean I let anything get to me or hurt me. I'm just real and genuine.
You see yourself that's doing like on a big pop record with like a pop artist or some shit?
I mean, if it come to it, but yeah. I mean,
I'm with the flow.
I never. This wasn't my thing.
People were playing, yeah.
It wasn't my thing, so. Going with the flow got me here, so what?
Yeah. See, you'll do a classical record if it came up.
Shit,
like.
Come on. Let's go.
Yeah.
A lot of people see the final product on Instagram of, you know what I'm saying, when you're popping, having money, and living a lifestyle. But I guess talk to artists about the sacrifices you got to make just to be an artist. some of the sacrifices.
I ain't gonna lie, boy. Being a rapper more dangerous than being a police officer. Mm. This shit the most dangerous job on earth, if you ask me. Because you can't be in public. You can't just go out and do regular shit by yourself.
Mm. Hell nah.
It's a risk. It's a big ass risk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's the biggest life.
Come on, bro.
Life risk.
Life risk. Like, it's just, it'd be different.
If you could talk to God and he'd say, goddamn, you give me all these blessings back right here and I can change one thing, what would it be? Like, what you'd give all this shit back for?
My grandma.
Nah, for real.
Swear to God.
Oh, she's gone?
My grandma died when I was 13 from on stage for lung cancer. Mm.
Damn.
Then my baby raised me from birth to 13. And like, you know, I'm going to tell y'all something crazy. When I was younger, my prayer to God, I always be, please don't let my grandma leave until I'm like 21. Yeah. Nah, don't let her leave me until I'm like 21 or 22 so I be able to take. Mm. Not saying it in a good way, but it's good it happened then. Because right now, with the mindset, all this going on, she would have left.
You want to be able to take it.
But by it happening then, yeah. By it happening then, it made me stronger. Yeah. I know how to deal with certain situations. It helped me deal with certain situations, bro.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, if something happened, I'd be like, man, boy, I got this far without grandma, because she always tell me, boy, I die, you going to shoot a brick. Exactly what I did. Shoot a brick. But I'd be in certain situations, I'd be like, man, if I made it this far without grandma, and I'm still going, I know she watching over.
She there.
It'd be little signs. I know this mama.
Mm. Yeah.
She there.
She died. She right here. She in here right now. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's on.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
What the rest of your 2022 look like? What you got? What you got on the
schedule? Bliss.
You said bliss. Bliss. I like that.
Bliss.
Bliss.
It's all. Bliss. But I'm telling y'all, I'm not excited about the drop, like, I appreciate it and all. Mm-hmm. But, like, I'm blessed to be here and doing this. Mm-hmm. Like, real talk.
The bottom line at the end of the day.
I'm blessed.
Can't be it no happy. You already internally happy. Like, I made it out. Made 18.
Bro, I died four times, bro. Telling you, I'm blessed.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, you see yourself just taking the music shit in general?
To the top. However far we gonna go.
What mean the most to you, though? Like, I'm saying, like, the money, awards, plaques, just fan respect, street respect. Like, what mean the most to you?
Street respect, this shit come with it out the rip. So, like, I ain't gonna lie, I'm really in it for generational wealth for my people. Mm. That's what I'm in it for. Get what I can get out of it, and we gonna go get some business. Mm. We gonna get this shit going now, or you know where we got it. So we have some fall back on. Just in case this shit don't work, you know, nigga have a 5-year run in this shit, or you know, 6-year run or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm just a year in, 2 years in, you know. Mm-hmm. One take.
Who you think you had the realest conversation with in your life? Like, what person? That you didn't know, like, this person told me the realest shit ever in my life.
I ain't gonna lie to you, cause my daddy. Cause he gonna keep it all the way rated R. Like,
Uncut.
You gonna give it to you just how it is. Yeah. He ain't gonna take none from it. And you gotta accept that. You then be like, but damn, you ain't lying though.
Yeah.
Real talk. My daddy.
Said daddy, best friend.
I'm telling you, I'm gonna keep it real. I'm keep it thorough.
Yeah. What about the performance aspect of just being an artist? You fuck with that? Like, just the energy from the crowd?
Yeah. I love this shit.
And I saw a clip of like, the shit.
I'm ADHD, so I'm hyper as fuck already.
Right.
So I look at somebody in the crowd, they doing nothing, right with them. Real talk. I'm right with them. Yeah, I know you feel it. I feel it too. Shit, let's do it. My bad, bro.
How you have to move when you go to them club? Because them club danger too.
Exactly.
Them different times.
It's a risk.
Yeah, that's a major risk.
It's a risk.
So how you move? You move security? Just your partners? How you move?
I don't really have security unless I'm in
life. You don't have security.
No.
What?
I mean, like,
why don't you have security?
Once again, niggas put themselves in certain situations.
But bro, listen, check this out. Okay, I know this might like not make sense or whatever, but even though niggas like put themselves in certain situations to like increase their risk or whatever. Yeah. The risk is still inevitable regardless of what you do, because people are crazy and they don't give a fuck about you not putting yourselves in situations. They'll fuck with you just because, like, type shit. So you gotta make sure that you're protecting the brand and protecting the asset, which is yourself.
Why you don't have security? Why? Well, you feel like, what you feel like, that security shit is some pussy shit?
Nah, hell no. It's not pussy shit. Yeah, it's smart. Nah, it's the smartest thing. It's the legal way to go if you're a rapper.
If you anybody of importance,
yeah,
you can't name a nigga important nigga. Yeah.
You saying it right?
Yeah, if you can't name no.
But like your personal standpoint, why do you not have security?
Shit. If you legal, everything legalized. You know, I'm not coming out to harm or threat. So you bring
harm or threat
to me. But
niggas don't give a fuck about that.
Nah, you saying basically you got security and some legal people.
Legal.
Your people, y'all can have y'all too.
Legalized.
So you really secure.
I'm secured, but I don't have security.
Yeah, I get what you're saying,
but
security is for the security. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like,
yeah, you know, I understand. Shit, yeah.
They got a goddamn situation.
For sure.
I mean, but like, yeah, I have security when I go to my shows and shit, but like...
Just walk around every day, yeah.
I'm going to a club. No, nothing. Should be high. Should be high.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an expense.
Man, I think I spent probably like...
Get into my butt.
$10,000 on having security. I said, who? Man, go to the trenches, go... Man, got no hyena, man. What finna come? Ooh, 10 man. Fuck, man. I better not give you 10 man. You damn it don't even shoot for it.
That's the other side of it, too. You can get the wrong security,
fuck
too.
Fuck that. Real talk.
Fact. No, I was just saying, it's just shit. But like, you going big. You ain't going shrimp. You going big.
On,
so,
bro.
So you know what I mean? That just, that shit come with the territory.
Real talk though, real talk. But like,
you ain't gotta have like Drake security or no shit like that. But yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But like, I'm saying though, like on some professional shit, yeah. But she sure has security. She sure has security when I'm moving professional.
Yeah, but you saying this on the regular. I get that, though.
Who the fuck finna pay all that on the regular for security?
That shit high.
When you have legal, you hear me, legal shit going on, I'm like, I need you and make you damn near security for the, over there with them niggas or some shit. I don't know. No loose ends.
No shit.
Real talk. If it's gonna be a security guy, it's gonna be somebody from I've been knowing or owe it, like a nigga I know for sure on my side. You know what I mean? I'm not finna go pick no nigga talking about he a security guard. You being security. Cause, like, I'm a street nigga, bro.
Yeah.
It's old shit that been going on. And, you know, yeah. I don't know who you
are. Well, payback for way back, yeah.
Man, I'm like, they, no. No losing. No.
You ever thought about goddamn going back to Memphis and shooting a movie?
I don't want to be in the shot. I just came back and shot. Are you talking about a real movie?
Yeah, like a movie. Okay. Like, yeah. Like a Memphis movie.
No, I ain't never thought of it. I never thought of it.
Ain't no movie really came out of Memphis. What, 808 Mafia?
No,
I mean, not 808 Mafia. 3-6 Mafia.
3-6.
Oh, yeah. Hustle and Flow.
Yeah,
Hustle and Flow. Choices was the
3-6's movie.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about, like, we need to update it. Memphis, how Memphis look now.
Yeah.
Somebody need to shoot that movie.
Yeah, you right.
Ain't that show supposed to be in Memphis? What's the show?
I don't know who thinking of it right now, because, you know, it's not just on them. We big on them real shit, so I don't know who thinking of the idea to bring it out or whoever important thinking to bring it out right now, so I don't know.
Would you want to play in it?
Hell yeah. Like, I want, besides rapping, I want to act. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I was a clad clown. I was the clad clown, I ain't gonna lie. I'm goofy ass nigga, I don't care. Nah. Check shit out, nigga. Don't check me.
I said you were chosen.
Yeah. Real talk.
Real shit.
I'm going to put you in a little shit. You know, Memphis known for them hard-ass beats, man. Who the hardest producer coming out of Memphis?
We got Real Red. We got, I got Jug. My boy Jug. Let me see. Tay Keith. You got to give it to Tay Keith.
Yeah, you got to give it to Tay
Keith. Tay Keith.
I ain't trying to leave nobody out. I ain't trying to leave nobody out. We got a lot of people. Let me see.
What's the producer that sent you beats that just make you spaz in the booth? Like something different come out of you.
He ain't even from Memphis, but he stay in Memphis. What's his name? Damn, I forget him. He an African. He's not an African. Banger. He's not like Banger the producer. He did Band Play ain't from Memphis. He from Tennessee. He from Nashville, I think.
Shout out to Band Play.
So Band Play for shit shot. Then what? I ain't gonna lie, I don't mess with Band Play. Like, if I hear a beat and I don't like it, I fuck it to go to Band Play. We know we can get some Band Play.
That's your go-to.
It's my for shit show.
Mm-hmm. What city you don't travel to that you feel like, shit, I can move here?
I'm a down south nigga. So, like, I done been up north and seen how fast this shit move. I'm like, hell no. I mean, man, we was on the, we on the boat, we on the little boat, yacht or whatever, with Gucci. Bro, I'm on the jet ski. You know, I ain't used to highly big ass water. I'm thinking it's the biggest fish in the world under me right now. I'm on the jet ski. They motherfuckers going all out there, you know, boy, it ain't shitted. I'm like, nah, I'm just gonna float around the boat.
Y'all can see me. Y'all can see me.
I am, but I ain't no lie. I ain't no damn fool. Some of the motherfuckers go all out there, then they be want a whale or something, jump up out of nowhere, grab your ass. Hell nah, but look. So, I'm on that motherfucker. Dolphins get to jumping out the water. I'm used to stray dogs and shit, bro. I'm not used to
right.
Dolphins.
Right.
Get me to the
what
boat.
What they do?
Get
what
me to the boat do? Immediately. They just jump out the water.
No, I was just saying, but niggas looking at the mother like, what these bitches do stuff up?
I don't know what they do.
This is a stingray. This ain't no dolphin.
Get me to the boat. Get me to the boat. Right. Then, you know, on the jet ski, if you turn without hitting the gas, it's gonna flip over. Yeah. I'm happy I did close by the boat. Cause that motherfucker tumbled over. I mean, that motherfucker, I'm thinking, I know how to swim. I'm just scared. I don't know what's
going on.
Come get me. Nah, it was cool, though. It was cool.
Yeah.
So what city? What city do you think you'll move to? Like, to stay, like, to raise your family and shit?
Atlanta. I like Atlanta, because Atlanta.
Hell no, you got to take Atlanta out of the equation.
Not Atlanta, Georgia.
No, fuck that. No Georgia, no Atlanta. That's like, that's a given. Like, outside of Atlanta, Georgia, where else would you go that you feel comfortable at, that you really like as a city?
Hell, like, cause my first country, like, we like, I don't like, that's why I say Georgia. Georgia got a lot of states and a lot of, like, land type of shit. You just go get your own little shit or be at your own little spot. What kind of, this island, this that shit.
Yeah, yeah, compound.
Mississippi, Arkansas, some country shit. It's good. If you,
I'd say Mississippi.
We sit in the living room, we see a motherfucking car come down with dirt behind that motherfucker. How they come? You have no business coming here. The mailbox is at the top.
Yeah, yeah.
You have no business coming here.
This is private,
it's
owned
private
property.
Owned property. I love the sign was up there.
I can see him having $100 million plus, a lot of money, and keeping it down south. He ain't telling the truth.
I don't care about no big ass house. I just want a spacious house. Right. Enjoy my life. I ain't gonna lie, I love my nieces and my nephews. This is my happiness.
That's hard. That's hard.
They will keep me going, my nieces and my nephews. Cause they remind me so much of me and my sister. When we was kids, my nephew looked just like me, looked just like my sister. They all be fine. Me and my sister would be tripping, man. For just like us. She always got money for just like us. Kids and me grab my by the shirt, swung her around. We did the same shit we were kids. And she be crazy.
Yeah.
Mm. I'd be enjoying it, little smile. It'd be the small shit to me.
Yeah, me too.
The small shit.
What you think grandma most proud of you about?
Becoming who she said, like, becoming something. For sure. Like, out of my family, besides more for graduating college or something like that, because my grandma said I was the chosen one, and I did this. I'm able to do shit like this. So, like, yeah.
Nah, for real.
No doubt. Definitely big scars up in here, man. Tell them where they can tap in with you. Of course, check out that album. Matter of fact, tell them, we always like to talk about what's if somebody never heard a Big Scar song, like, what's the first song or two they should listen to?
Hey, they sleep on they ain't sleep on it, but I'm finna drop the video to it. Fantastic. Right now on the deluxe. Man, go listen to the whole deluxe. It's a no skip. The whole deluxe.
Okay.
The whole deluxe. Go listen to the whole deluxe. No skip. There's no skip on deluxe. No 1 skip. Through 13. Go listen to it.
That's what's up. Big shouts out to Big Scar pulling up the Big Facts. Make sure you check us out, www.bigfactspod.com.
I'm a hugger, I'm sorry.
I just didn't know. I didn't want to be. I'm respectful.
Nah, for real.
Bigfactspod.com.
Salute!
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch
is going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20. Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.